myself like, how the hell can I do this on my own? But like a lost and found, when the plane touched ground, it felt like coming, coming home.
I've got a confession to make, honestly. It's simply emotion until I can be near you forever, and then we can fall in love.
Let me tell you what was in this last set before I turn you over to Zombo. This song that's currently fading off into the background is Simply Emotion by Sue Gartland. That was off of the Pittsburgh Songwriters Circle 2025 compilation. Before that, we had Laura Lucas doing Lost and Found off of the CD by the same name. And last but not least, we started the set off with Nico Case doing Deep Red Bells off of Blacklisted. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Here is Zombo.
Go, we are crazy by M. Frog. What a nice nugget that is from the 70s. Yes, Zombo in Your Brain, WRCT Pittsburgh, and it is a crazy show. Yeah, part three of the American Trilogy, three of five. I got two more to go. It's a five-part trilogy, and this is what this daggone country morphed into, what we really excelled at. First show was Cruel and Mean. The second show was Stupid and Dumb, and this one is crazy. And it's not even fun crazy. It's not even like silly crazy. You know, we are like insane in the brain crazy here. And I really you can't, if you make try and make sense of it, it'll drive you crazy. So there. So there you be with that. Zombo right here and you are right there. And what has happened in this? This man. Gotta muddle our way through all this nonsense. And this weekend, that's right, we turn the clocks. We made it to the final milestone through winter. And it's Saturday night. Clocks go one way, I think, in spring forward. So you lose an hour, but it's a good hour. Damn, losing that hour. Son of a gunny. But needless to say, weather's going to start getting nice. It's spring. Muscle through winter. And we just try and get through this the best we can, right? Get through all of this stuff. All this muck and nonsense and chaos. Do our darndest. Damn it. Because we are mean, stupid, crazy, lazy, and selfish Americans. There you go. And today is all crazy. One of my favorite tunes, Sid Caesar, Howard Morris, and Carl Reiner were the three haircuts going crazy.
Hello there. This is the three haircuts. There's the flip side of the record. And this side of the record outsold the other side of the record 2-1. And it's called Going Crazy. Hit it, boys.
I'm going crazy, ba-ba-doop-ba-ba-day. I'm going crazy, ba-ba-doop-ba-ba-day. I'm going crazy, ba-ba-doop-ba-ba-day. I'm going crazy, going crazy, going crazy, going crazy, going crazy, ba-ba-doop-ba-ba-day. I'm going crazy, ba-ba-doop-ba-ba-day. I'm going crazy, ba-ba-doop-ba-ba-day. I'm going crazy, going crazy, going crazy, going crazy, going crazy, ba-ba-doop-ba-ba-day. I'm going crazy, ba-ba-doop-ba-ba-day. I'm going crazy, ba-ba-doop-ba-ba-day. I'm going crazy, going crazy, going crazy, going crazy, going crazy, ba-ba-doop-ba-ba-day. I'm going crazy, ba-ba-doop-ba-ba-day. I'm going crazy, ba-ba-doop-ba-ba-day. I'm going crazy, going crazy, going crazy, going crazy. I'm going crazy, 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 I'm going crazy,
I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, I'm crazy, dot la ba ba ooh you ba ba he be do dim de in you e dot la a al you ooh ba la ba la ba ooh be ooh be do loo be ooh be ooh be ooh be ooh be ooh be ooh ba ba he do be do good baby e dot la ba ba ooh you ba be ooh be ble be ble ba ba da ba in you e dot la ba ooh ba ooh do ble la ba ooh be ooh do be ooh be ooh die ah ah ah.
Yeah, Real Gone Cat, Babs Gonzalez, with Real Crazy. And his real name, Lee Brown. Actually, an interesting story. It was a time, like obviously the 40s, 50s, whatever, where it was more, well, African-American performers had a harder time than Mexican performers, I guess. So Babs Gonzalez, Lee Brown, light-skinned African-American, passed himself off as Mexican. Yeah, and then it was a fabulous story with this guy. He traveled around the world, Europe, like this crazy beat jazz guy. Yeah, Babs Gonzalez, always that real incredibly wicked sense of humor. But really an interesting story about his career, how he kind of almost like a chameleon. So he could actually play clubs that did not want segregated audiences or whatever. I don't know. It was a simpler time. That's, yeah, right. Yeah. You go back in time, you always say there's no good old days. Everything with human beings has its problems. You know, every period in time, every section of history, is this no shortage of cruelty, no shortage of stupid, no shortage of crazy, lazy, or selfish. But we seem to like cap it all out here in this country, man. We're number one. We're number one, man. So today's show is all crazy. It is a crazy show, and it's not fun crazy. It's crazy crazy. It's like, stay away from that guy. He's crazy. Rather than, that guy is crazy. That's the big difference. Let's stretch our fur out a little bit. Zombo.world is the new website. Zombo.world. It's not zomboworld.com or just zombo.world. There's a new thing there. It's not a .com. It's a .world. And you can get all my radio shows there. They'll pass like 5 or 6 years. Mm-hmm. And it's good being Zombo. I like it. It's a good thing. It's a good kind of crazy. It is a good kind of crazy. How you rats doing, man? Let's just dig in some more. Is this show, man, is just gonna be like some good solid music. You know? Sure there's some things that I wanna yell in your ear about, but man, when you got a chance to play this. I go crazy. James Brown.
Yeah. And believe me, love you too much. Oh, you gotta live for yourself, yourself and nobody else. You gotta live for yourself, yourself and nobody else.
and I can't relax. This Colonel Sanders job is getting me down. A crazy chicken chasing me all over town. Psycho chicken.
Little chicken. crazy.
Oh, man, if I had a nickel for every time I played that song, I'd have 45 cents. Crazy Vibrations by the Bikinis. They used to play that so crazily. That was a mainstay of the old Zombo show when it was just wild, crazy stuff. Today's show's all crazy. Yeah, that's right. Part three of the American Trilogy, the five-part series of what this daggone country has soared into, morphed into, devolved into, is crazy. Next week is going to be lazy, and the final week is going to be selfish. All songs about being selfish, and today is all crazy. Could be a good show. I like it. I like it a lot. Before that, we heard Crazy, and a good song is a good song is a good song is a good song. Crazy by Seal. Yeah, I don't know what happened to that dude, but you ever see a guy in real life, man? He's like, he's got the smoking hot chick. And the guy looks like, woo. He looks like, he ain't that good of a looking of a guy. I think he had some kind of like accident or facial thing, but what? Just goes to show, man, you write good songs and you get chicks. That's how it works. Yeah, that's how it works. That's all. And then before that, we heard by request, the Melnick, one of the fools doing Psycho Chicken. And you go with that. And we had You Drive Me Crazy. You Drive Me Insane by Singapore Sling. And everything's done. But I go crazy. Jamez Brown. Sound right in your brain. I should tell you some things like this. All right, you finish your high school diploma. That's right. It means you can get a good government job. How about that? It says here, thousands of adults finish their high school diplomas, and then you can help them, and then they get that good government job. That's right. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you got help. Help. You got help. Help. Help me. Miss you. Thousands of free centers around the country are helping you finish your high school diploma so you can get yourself one of them good government jobs. Yeah. Take the first step towards graduation and one of them good government jobs. Yeah. Finishyourdiploma.org. You fool. Yourdoomed.com. That's right. Finishyourdiploma.yourdoomed.com. Yep. And it's all about, I should do a show about chaos because that seems to be the things we have to cope with every day. Crazy world. But still. No need for this. I like the good old days. The government was just like this thing that just did stuff for you. They fixed the roads. they kept the lights on. They kept, you know, and that's all you had to do is live your life. Remember those good old days? Like from a few months ago? Good old days, you just prop your feet up and not worry about, you know, who's our new enemy? Who's our new backstabbing friends, all that stuff. Man, remember that? Remember sleeping at night and going, man, you know, tomorrow I'm gonna have my good government job. The stock market's not going to be some crazy roller coaster ride. And you know why they do that, right? You know why there's no, with this administration, there's just no repercussions. The whole lot. Here's the thing. I don't know if some people say, how does these guys get away with all this stuff? And I figured it all out. The guy had a successful transaction with the devil. That is correct. One of the few people that actually got it, because the devil's a busy guy. You know, who's got time to like, oh yeah, I want to sell my soul to the devil. Well, the devil's busy. I mean, yeah, it's not just the earth. I mean, they got to take care of the whole universe. You know, devils just ain't here hanging out. Devil's like, yeah, okay, oh, man, let's see. I got to go over Alpha Centauri. There's one dude selling. That's a good soul. That's good. So, yeah, dude sold his soul to the devil. One of the few humans that actually, supposedly Robert Johnson. But at least Robert Johnson got some guitar playing out of the deal. Okay? This guy's just wrecking havoc. I'm just saying, one of the few people, that's how it happens. You know, the devil, I'm like a deal, I want to get away with everything. All right, really? All right, fine. You got it. That simple? Yeah, just sign here. Really? Yeah, you're good to go, man. Well, I'll be doggone. And that's why. Guy gets one. So why they do the stock market the way they do the stock market? It's called short selling. If you know your stock market business, and it's basically insider trading, which is used to be illegal, but you know. Yeah, you sell yourself double, man. I ought to be above the law. So here's how that works. You do some crazy stuff to purposely tumble the stock market. Everybody's stocks go down. The guys in the middle and on the bottom go, oh my gosh, I'm losing all this money. I got to sell all this stock. So the rich, super rich people who basically are just playing the waiting game, you know, they go and they scoop up all this stock. Then they go, okay, you know, no more tariffs. But then the stock goes back up. So the stock that they just bought is worth a lot more. Comprende? So yeah, it's basically roller coastering the stock market so you can get your buddies to like scoop away all some of the money and then less and less and less, just squeezing the middle and lower class out of the stock market. You know, nobody belongs there anyhow. It's a shell game. The stock market, I don't have one penny in the stock market. I mean, basically, last time this happened, get a load of this, 1929, Republican president, Republican Congress, Republican House. Yeah, smell something funny. And then it was the Dust Bowl, a climate change gizmo that triggered the Great Depression. So just have a few extra rolls of toilet paper hanging out there, buddy. Have a few extra cans of beans. You know, you'll need them when we'll need them on the railroad track. You know, just walking down the railroad track. Hey, you remember that Zombo guy? Yeah. He's got a can of beets. Oh, man. Let's murder him and take his can of beets. Yeah, what a great idea. Beets, man. Beets me. so that's how they do this. It's thriving by chaos. And so they squeeze all the people that are kind of like, if you're planning on retiring within the next 4 or 5 years, you're in trouble because you try taking your money out of stock market now. It all depends on what day. You're going to lose like a lot of money. Oh, well, whatever. Not my problem. How are you guys doing? All right. There's your tidbit. I got to tell you about some shows here. Let's see here. I'll tell you, underwriting. Rojas Cinema. Oh, they're showing The Racerhead, I think, this week. Rojas Cinema is a single-screen theater in Lawrenceville, and they show a new movie, a theme, ranging from cult classic, foreign animation, fantasy, and their concessions have natural popcorn with real butter and real craft beer with real butter and a bottle shop that's got butter and vegan options, too, with vegan butter. Rojas Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Avenue in Larryville. More information, visit the website rojascinema.com or go 412-904-3225 and ask them if their refrigerator is running. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, that's a dilly mo. You can email prwrct.org for more information and they'll get back to you in about 6 years. That's how that works around here. That's the only reason why there's radio. That's why I'm on the radio, because I'm still on the radio after all this time. Nobody answers the emails here. I want to complain about that Zombo. He was talking about shorting the stock market, and I got all this money, and now I'm really worried. And then, you know, someone's going to read that like in the year 3000. Go, hey, check this out. We're emptying out this old radio database, and look at all these complaints on this show called Zombo. Man, how that guy ever stay on the radio? I'll never know. Must have sold his soul to the devil. Yeah, that's some crazy stuff. Back to Crazy. Crazy People by Ukulele Ike. That's right. Good. Another ukulele tune. Another ukulele, but a ukulele tune for the Melnick. This guy was Jiminy Cricket, the voice of Jiminy Cricket. He was also Ukulele Ike. Man, this guy was a party on two legs. Crazy People. Cliff Edwards, Ukulele Ike, a.k.a. Jiminy Cricket.
Crazy people. Crazy people, crazy people like me go crazy over people like you. Daffy people, goofy people, dizzy people like me go nutty over things that you do. When we are underneath the moon above, you have me acting like a loon. It must be love, sweet love. Crazy people, crazy people, crazy people like me go crazy over people like you. Lovebirds of a feather always get together. It's an old, old custom of the heart. That's the reason, maybe, that I call you baby. I guess we're each other's counterpart. Crazy people, crazy people, crazy people like me go crazy over people like you. Daffy people, goofy people, dizzy people like me go nutty over things that you do. Don't mind me if I rave a lot, sweet angel child. It's just a habit that I've got. You drive me wild, I'm so wild. Crazy people, crazy people, crazy people like me go crazy over people like you.
Thank you. some eyes while I'm usually and they're shut.
Some Rockabilly, Half Past Crazy. Before that, we heard Insane by the Lurkers. And before that, we heard Crazy Train by the Lounge Brigade. Love that record when that came out. 2002. Man. Tribute to Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath. A Lounge tribute. That was a Crazy Train. And we heard Crazy People. Everything started off with Cliff Edwards. Ukulele Ike doing Crazy People's album. And here's a handy tip for you, how to stay sane. How to stay sane in this world gone mad. Number one tip is do not read the regular USA news. The stuff you get from AOL, the stuff you get from, Time Warner, any of that. The news you want to read is The Guardian from England, The Guardian UK. This way you can read their news from a perspective of the world. It's kind of like being in a tornado you're swimming around tornado, but there's like a guy down the street going, wow, look at that tornado. And he's telling you what the tornado's like and, oh, the tornado's going here or there. You get a better perspective outside. And you can actually pretend. You can actually pretend you live in the country like that. Oh, look at those crazy Americans, what they're doing now. That's loco. It's crazy. It's crazy and insane in the brain. Yeah. You know. Ooh. Man. Practice your Canadian accents, everybody. That's what I say. Yeah, man. That's that. So that's the thing. Because, for example, okay, here's the thing. For example, you go to like the, you know what the number one top story on the AOL is today? Magic erasers. Don't use these on certain items. That was the headline yesterday about those white magic erasers, not to use them. You know what was the news? You know what the headline was the day before? Oh, Gene Hackman died of carbon monoxide. That was that 97-year-old dude everybody thought was dead in the first place. He was in the news 3 days. First, because it was suspicious. Second, because, like, we don't know, his dog died too. How'd the dog die? This is what they're feeding you as news. This is, while this dude is shaking this whole country by the ankles upside down, him and his criminal friends sorting through all the change that they get out of our pockets by turning us upside down and shaking us by our ankles. You know? And you can say, well, why don't the... And the thing is, too, why don't the other side, why don't they do something? Why don't they fight? They don't know how. Democrats don't know how to fight. You know why? Because we go high when they go low. And I'll tell you what, every time you go high when someone goes low, you lose. That's how the world works. This is how this country works. If you're nice to somebody that's mean and you expect that mean person to be nice to you, you are a fool. You are a fool if you think that mean person you're being nice to. You could say it's like tolerance and intolerance and this, that. But I'm just looking at straight, like, you know, like petting a doggy. I'll pet this doggy. Grr. That doggy's mean. Well, you know what? You stop petting the dog. You stop petting him because he's never going to like you. He's never going to be your best friend. You pet the nice doggy. Nice goes to nice. Nasty goes to nasty. You put nasty and nice together, and nasty's always going to win. Because nasty doesn't play by the rules. It doesn't play by the rules. And when you don't play by the rules, any dope knows that. You always played Monopoly with that one kid that always made up his own rule. Oh, no, the racing car doesn't have to pay tax when it lands on the luxury tax. No, I know. And then, you know, so the smart thing to do is take the game and bust it over his head. Really Luigi the guy. Because that's the only language some people understand is the Luigi language. You can be Gandhi to somebody, but if Gandhi don't work, you better bring out the Luigi. If you don't know what I'm talking about, well, then good on you. So that is how this all works. Holding up a little sign saying, oh, that's a false statement. That means nothing. That means nothing. Little signs don't mean nothing. These people only understand one language. Let's go, Luigi. That's the only thing they understand. You know, they these protests are nice, but it's basically our version of thoughts and prayers. You know, I'm just saying it makes you feel good, but you are powerless. You are powerless. So just take it on the chin. And that's the thing. I know one person in particular who's changing his political views because he wants to be on the winning side. How crazy is that? All of a sudden, I'm hearing all this stuff about it. Oh yeah, you know these policies and then I'm like, wow, that's how that happens. You know, so you don't always have to be on the winning side to be a winner. And they got to be true to yourself, man. Sure, you get beat up. Sure, where's that bullying at? Because that'd be a good time to tell you about bullying. Because that's all this is. This is just full-on bullying. Where's my bully at? Where's the bully at? Ooh, sarcoma. There you go. I got sarcoma here. They're probably going to pull that. Probably going to pull that PSA. They're probably going to say, you know what? Don't worry about sarcoma. Just the best way. Where's that? Did they get rid of bullying? Oh, my gosh. They got rid of bullying. Did they get rid of bullying? I'm looking for poison. Ah, here it is, bullying. Whew. That was weird for a minute. Here's about bullying. You can put this in your everyday thing. Okay, you witness bullying every day. That's what we're getting. But we're getting bullied. It's all we're getting bullied, and here's how to do it. Okay, first of all, you got to tell a trusted adult, well, or a family member, or a member of Congress. Don't bother telling Fetterman. He ain't going to do nothing. A teacher or a coach. Number two, help a person being bullied get away from the situation, a.k.a. move out of the country. There you go. Be a friend of the person being bullied. Yeah, we got to stick together. Set a good example and don't bully others. There, see, you don't join the winning team just because they're the winning team, even though they're breaking all the rules. Set a good example and do not bully others. Thank you. And don't give bullying an audience. And this is the most important part. If everybody would have ignored, you ignore the crazy person on the soapbox and you invalidate him. But the minute this dope start talking and yakking, the news is all over. Whole news cycle. Oh, what do you do? Oh, he pooped his pants today. Oh, I pooped his pants today. Everybody wear diapers because diapers are okay. Yeah, diapers are fine. And everybody does, put this patch on your ear. All of that stuff. Giving bullying an audience. Making fun of a disabled reporter. Not doing anything about it other than just reporting it. And making an audience for the guy. You know, that's how this all works. Yeah, want to see an interesting movie? See Ace in the Hole. I think it's a Billy Wilder film. It's all about that and facing the crowd. Woo! Boy, those two films from like the 1950s don't zero in on what's going on now. I'll tell you that. But needless to say, those are your tips. Because everybody's kind of feeling bullied now, at least some folks. Or some feel like they're on the winning side. You know? And I'll be honest with you, man. We're all going down. That's hilarious. When it's hey, take that, liberals. Oh, yeah. You mean take Social Security? You mean take away all the FEMA? Take all the stuff that the red states really are, relying on? Take that, liberals. There you go. Yeah. And then people never learn. No. Because it's like believing an invisible man.